Esther Griffin White on this moment of Indiana history. Although her claim to being one of the best-known professional newspaper women in Indiana never quite convinced editors in New York, Esther Griffin White managed to parlay her unique style into a 50-year career in journalism. Beyond reporting the news, the charter member of the Indiana Women's Press Club also figured in it. White was not only the first woman whose name appeared on an election ballot in Indiana, but the state's first woman to run for the U.S. House of Representatives. Born to a Quaker family in Richmond in 1869, White attended a few classes at Earlham College before starting out as a reporter. From columns on society weddings and literary salons for the local gazettes, White proceeded to cover cultural topics for such national publications as House Beautiful and American Art News. For her own rag, The Little Paper, White handled everything from photography to circulation. At the same time, White wrote poetry, published one of the first studies of Indiana art, and introduced high culture to Wayne County by booking premier orchestras and theatrical productions in local venues. White's journalistic endeavors became increasingly political during the struggle for women's suffrage, culminating in the passage of the 19th Amendment. When she ran for delegate at the 1920 Republican State Convention, the first woman whose name appeared on a ballot in Indiana could not yet vote. This moment of Indiana history is a production of WFIU Public Radio in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.